And coupled with that, I hope that when you fail, you will also learn to interpret it in a different way than most of us usually interpret failure. Because there is no other way to succeed. There is no other way for growth. It's an illusion that a life looks like this. And we'll talk about it much more when we talk about perfectionism. A healthy life, a real life, and a happy life ultimately looks like this. A spiral with ups and downs, not as a straight line. When we see ourselves cope, when we see ourselves work hard, we derive conclusions about ourselves. Our self-confidence goes up, our motivation goes up, our belief goes up, and so on, in an upward spiral of growth. Soren Kierkegaard, to dare is to lose one's footing momentarily. Not to dare is to lose oneself. To lose one's footing temporarily is the failure that comes inevitably when we cope, when we try, when we have high expectations. Not to dare is to lose oneself. That is when we don't cope, when we avoid. Because this model also works the other way around. When we constantly avoid challenges, when we constantly shun difficult experiences, when we don't give ourselves the permission to fail, a downward spiral is created in terms of our self-esteem, in terms of our success, in terms of our well-being.